This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, the DJ V Experience on the air. How do you do? Hope you're doing well, well, well. We all wish you the best. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Yesterday we had a staff meeting, and during the staff meetings we discussed what's going on the air. And one of the things that came up was my ranting and raving. I don't think rave came up. It was just rant, and how long some of my rants last. So I'm going to rant at the moment, but I won't last long. Okay, so
it's a short
and I've told
So yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Start your timers.
Start the timer. Kara has the buzzer. When I'm done.
I push the buzzer this time, Kara, please? Thank you.
Sure, Jen. Go ahead.
All right. So right I wanna go sort of around the room here. We are in a virtual room. And find out how much you are paying for gasoline. For example, what Jennifer and I are paying in terms of cost of gasoline is well over $3 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, $3.20.
Last time you bought gas, Victoria, how much was it? Do you remember?
$2.30, maybe? Something
really?
Like that. Because, well,
you're paying $1 more here.
Yeah, Jersey Gas is always the cheapest, I think.
Jersey Gas is
cheaper. Or at least on the East Coast.
Refineries are there.
But they also just added a 23-cent gas tax, so it really should just be hovering a little over two. But with that 23 cents now, it's, ups the price.
Again, modeling the efficiencies of government. There they are at work. Kara, what's the latest you bought gas for down in the Washington area?
I think, yeah, $2.30, $2.35, but I try to get it in Virginia because I think they have less of a gas tax. It's always a bit cheaper in Virginia than it is in Maryland.
All right. Will you be surprised to hear the average price of gasoline in March of 2017 is 36 cents higher than it was in March of 2016? And the outrage here is that the cost of a barrel of crude oil was higher last March than it is this March. So if you don't think you're being screwed, blued, and tattooed by the oil companies, then you got another think coming. These people are the most outrageous. The word begins with a W, has an H-O-R and an E in it. That's what they are.
Really? You can't say that?
I'm trying to be a little
He's
more
classy.
Tactful.
Oh,
in case Miles is listening. So the business about how you get yanced, how you get screwed over, why it is that we take this, we do without. I mean, you want to protest this. These people are paying $50 a barrel for oil. Last year at this time it was $70, and a year before that at this time it was $100. And
but
we
how
all know
do
it went
we
up
protest? Because they have us over the proverbial barrel that you're talking about. I have to fill up at least twice a week, and I have no choice.
So you organize a protest, and you don't accept, you close the station down. Have a protest around a gas station and make a lot of noise, get the local media.
But is it their fault? I mean, all the gas stations have the same pricing.
Well, there is.
I don't want to put someone out of business.
Who owns the gas station? If it's a corporately owned mobile gas station.
You mean like
Exxon.
Shell what was the other one?
Shell's prices
one
are usually the most outrageous. The Shell price, for whatever the reason, Shell prices are highest.
Hess.
But
that's what I'm thinking.
Hess, Amerada Hess, is a company that did a lot of exploring, and then they opened gas stations. They've now sold out to Speedway, which is a Texas firm. Although there was some Russian involvement in it at some point in time. The Russians are big into gasoline sales, oil production, that sort of thing now, and they're having more of an influence here than because they hide behind different names that sound American, but they really aren't. And I think that's part of the problem, frankly, here. And you just said, what do we do about it? And it may be one of those problems. We have affected the amount of gasoline being used by buying cars that are better and more, they're either don't depend on gasoline at all, or they depend less on gasoline or more on hybrids, that sort of thing. I drive a car that uses a lot of gas, and I wish that there was a way that they could take, and there probably is, you can get a diesel now in a Range Rover that's much more economical, but there are other implementations that you can now put into even upscale cars that will save you, and that's one of the reasons that they'll tell you that they want to maintain their profit level. I'm all about capitalism, I'm all about profit, but in this circumstance, and you make an educated decision, you make the choice, knowing that what you're getting is not value. There's no value in this. It's just a complete bottom line, get it to the stockholders' play, and that's all it is. The gasoline, as you've noted, mostly now comes from the same places. Whether you buy Gulf gasoline, Mobil gasoline, Shell gasoline, Chevron gasoline, pretty much all comes. It may originate in a different location, but they run them through the same processor, they run them through the same plant, they run them through the same refinery, and so what you're getting at the pump is the same no matter where you buy it. That's the bottom line. So once in a while you find stations that are locally owned, that are run by a guy who's happy to change your oil and actually service your car, and you can buy the gasoline there oftentimes less expensively. But my focus here is just to have you understand, whether you think you can do something about it or not, 36 cents on average more this year for the oil or the products that are actually costing them less to make. That's all. It's an informational segment. You do with the information what you want. I'm pissed off. I don't like it. I buy wholesale diesel for the farm, and the prices go up, and I like the guy who's my supplier, wonderful guy, and he'll tell me. Every day it's a different price. He doesn't know what he's going to pay for it when he gets it delivered every day. And it's just because it depends on... He and his family have been in the business for 80 years. They don't even know what the rhyme or reason is for the price of gasoline. And there's no rhyme or reason to it. But it's something that is annoying because it's so obvious what they're doing. And it's just annoying. That's all. It's an annoyance. So there's my rant. Where was the buzzer? You didn't have the... I thought I'd hear the buzzer.
There we go. There he is.
Okay, this is my buzzer, my pal Miles. 14 past the hour. Here's a way for you to enjoy the day. Now that I've got you cranked up about what you're paying for gasoline, let's talk about some way of spending your money that really makes you feel good. And parachute betting is the way. And by the way, this isn't even more expensive than going to Bed Bath & Beyond or going to Macy's or whatever department store you've been buying your sheets in. You don't have to spend more money. This is a company that doesn't supply the department stores with their sheets. They're in the business to supply you with sheets. So you go to their website, parachutehome.com/TJD, and you look through the catalog. See anything you like. Know that what you're buying, this is the new wave. You know it as well as I do. People buying online. And these are great people who have got a really great product. All of the cotton comes from Egypt. And the stitching is done in a factory in Italy. And so what they have is quality on top of quality on top of quality. Percale bedding made from this cotton, so crisp and cool to the touch. So, ladies, when we discuss how long you sleep and we think about not getting enough and we all bemoan the fact, but at least we're getting not enough sleep and good quality sheets. And
that's true.
It's comfortable, that's for sure.
I think that there's an argument that can be made. When you're more comfortable, you dream better. You sleep better and you dream better.
Definitely.
And I've been doing a lot of
dreams. You definitely fall asleep faster and I think harder too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what's in your mind. Remember, was it yesterday or the day before I was talking about this in regard to where your mind is and how the subconscious mind works and what you put in your mind as you go to sleep is so important for the rest cycle. And being all the ambience around you is so important for having that which is the most important. Whether you get 5 hours a night or 8 hours a night, whatever it is, the ambience in which you are sleeping is very important to your comfort. And that's what you get with the parachute bedding. Parachute bedding, 100% natural. And you get it by going to parachutehome.com/DJV. That'll give you free shipping and the ability to return the sheets in 60 days if you don't like them for a different kind of sheet. I can't imagine.
I can't imagine ever returning these sheets. I mean, we have the sateen, we have the sateen sheets in the Venice yeah. set, mm-hmm. and we've washed them several times now, and they just keep getting softer. So yeah. I love them. I can't imagine getting rid of them.
Most important thing when you choose new bedding is to make sure that you are headed in the most comfortable direction you can go in, and this is the most comfort. You will get in bed with the best sheets possible by buying Percale. Parachute, parachutehome.com/DJV. All right, one more time, parachutehome.com. Join all of us in getting a good night's sleep. Parachutehome.com/DJV.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminates up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for an answer. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your child has potential, but for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution. The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The results are nothing short of miraculous. And once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, grades will improve and your child's confidence will soar. Call the USA Reading Clinic now at 800-559-3590. If you don't make this call today, how else can your child get on track and start succeeding? Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. Call 800-559-3590. That's 800-559-3590. 800-559-3590.
There was 18 past the hour. So were we had by Rachel Maddow? Did she play the audience? There's a lot of
career suicide
for her.
Oh yeah.
How
really?
So?
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
If you looked at the reaction on Twitter and on if you just look at social media, they were tearing her apart because she spent an hour talking about two pages of a tax return that really showed nothing.
Right.
And she took 20 minutes to actually get to her big reveal. I mean, people were making fun of her all over the place. They're kind of saying that it's like, I've seen many people say that it's like Geraldo's big reveal. Remember when he went to the tomb or something, you
yeah,
rolled back
right.
the rock and then there was nothing inside. Al Capone, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, here's the bummer for her, is that the story earlier in the week was how good her ratings were and how great MSNBC's ratings were. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this helps her out because all it does is it looks like more sour grapes from the media, and I think that's why people had turned from CNN back to MSNBC.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it was a stupid move. I mean, there's just nothing to it. I mean, where's her producer should be fired. I mean, how do you even, like, let that go on the air and you make a big deal about nothing? I mean, I don't know. I just thought it was stupid. I don't think it's going to be career suicide, but, you know, it was a dumb move.
Didn't help her out. No. All right, here's this new show, The Man in the High Castle. There's a promotion for it that's kind of confusing on Twitter. This is an Amazon Studios production, right?
Mm-hmm.
The story of what happened if the Nazis won and Japan won.
Yeah.
What a happy story.
Yeah, right. So how's it being promoted?
Nazi Germany gets the eastern half of America, and then Japan gets the western half. So it's basically resistance radio is a thing that they've been doing. It's not a real radio station, but people did think that it was real and thought it was anti-Trump.
Really?
So it's not. It's not. It's just for a TV show, but it is funny how many people have taken it the wrong way.
Show's called The Man in the High Castle. 21 after the hour.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So this is Kesha, K-E-S-H-A, had a birthday earlier this month, turned 30, as she says she's gifting herself with the reclamation of her online identity, and she hopes to serve as an example to others so they can do the same thing. She's taking on cyber bullies, calling out these trolls who body shame. She was the target on Instagram. Last year, she was honored by the Human Rights Campaign for the support she'd given to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender communities. Her message this week at the South by Southwest Festival, don't let the internet control your life and define your identity. She's worried about young people being bullied because she had gone through that same thing as a young person herself. Quote, I feel nervous for them because I got bullied myself at school, but I got to go home and write songs. They get bullied at school and go home and get bullied online. And she focuses on the internet, making it a force for good. She says, we can connect with each other and plan and rally. We can march and we can all have a voice. And if you post something, don't feel obligated to read all the comments. I always gravitate to the negative one, she said, so I stopped reading the comments.
A lot of celebrities are saying now that they don't read comments anymore.
Why should they? Why just tell them to go screw?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they are. They're trolls.
Yeah. And that's why Instagram gave people the option to turn their comments off, because people like Kesha and Kylie Jenner were just getting tons and tons of comments that are all negative.
I'm going to get off on this a little bit. You can keep Kesha in the background. I'm just thinking, yesterday I had this in my, as I'm driving up the PCH, listening to the story of the guy here who ran over the 5-year-old child and kept going, didn't stop. And then this woman who left her 2-year-old in the store just to get rid of her. What the hell kind of animals are we that we leave, we run over a 5-year-old and just keep driving? Or a mother is so self-absorbed, whatever her problem is, drug, whatever the hell her problem is. She got a 2-year-old and she, not once, but twice, she leaves the child in the store to get rid of her. What is the matter with you?
Oh, that is so frustrating to hear.
So, you know, this is the same. This is from the same pew. What kind of animals? Right. These people who do this shaming on the internet are animals. They're cretins. They're crumbs. They're subhuman.
And who are these people? That's what I always wonder, because when I think of myself and my friends, I don't think anyone that I know would be posting this kind of stuff or these kind of comments online.
Well, so the sad thing is it's young kids.
Yeah.
They're starting, and that's what's really scary about all of this. I mean, these are kids who are like 12, 13, 14 years old. And what are they going
to
be like?
Time.
Right, but what are they going to be like as adults? You know, I mean, what kind of people are they going
to
be?
Too bad we couldn't go back to the agrarian economy where kids actually had something to do when they get out of school. It was productive and constructive, not this kind of crap. All right, let's move our attention to the story of Skip Marley. About a year or so ago, Katy Perry recording a new album when her producer put on Lion, a track that he was working on with Bob Marley's grandson, Skip. She was so impressed that she got the producer to come in, and she also got Bob Marley to come in from Florida. To
Back from the dead?
Verse. Wow.
Skip Marley.
What's his name? Skipper.
Skip Marley. Right. Yeah. If Katy Perry could raise Bob Marley from the dead, I might actually like her.
So what do you think of this effort? Is this going to be worthwhile?
Well, this is the new Katy Perry song that's number one right now.
Yeah.
It's actually a good song. And Skip Marley is, of course, the grandson of Bob Marley. And
guitar, piano on this.
Yeah, he plays lots of instruments.
Yeah.
I think his part's coming up.
Yeah.
There he is.
All right, so Skip Marley and Katy Perry together. Very sweet. All right, so that's that story musically. That's we are all about stories. More than 1,700 high school seniors applying, but only 40 chosen as finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search Contest, the nation's oldest and most prestigious science and math competition for high school seniors. You want to know more about this? Here's Andy Solomon with a story of what's going on this week.
This week, the nation's brightest young scientists and innovators took center stage in the nation's capital as finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search 2017. This year's first prize went to Indrani Das, 17 of Oradell, New Jersey, who won $250,000 for her study of the mechanisms for a possible treatment for the death of neurons from brain injury.
I feel shocked. I feel so, so blessed and so lucky. It's not something I'd ever imagined, and I feel blessed.
Maya Ejmera, president and CEO of Society for Science and the Public.
It is so important to engage scientists at a young age to really inspire them to become the next innovators, entrepreneurs, scientists to solve the world's most intractable problems.
This year, Regeneron became only the third sponsor of the Science Talent Search, following previous sponsors Westinghouse and Intel, and significantly increased awards distribution to $3.1 million for finalists, scholars, and their schools. For more, visit societyforscience.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico insurance agent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. interpretation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The hour now, the friendly voice of Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan. Shara, how about Kara? We can Shara Kara. It's the Shara Kara hour.
Oh,
on the on the Thursday program. So tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. How many people will be wearing the green? You're not Irish, you're Scottish, right? What are you? Victoria?
How many conversations had about this?
I'm worried about your mental health.
Ireland.
Nah, my father is from Ireland.
Lots of things in my head, you know.
Yes.
All this stuff. All right, so tomorrow is a special day for your father. How about for you?
Well, it's not really a special day for my dad, but Irish people, it's not that big of a deal. It's an Irish-American thing.
So it's a big to-do about nothing. It's a lot of hoopla. Let's ignore it. Shall we ignore it?
Well, yeah. A friend of mine actually was dating this girl, and St. Patrick's Day was her favorite holiday, and she turned out to be an alcoholic. So he's a stand-up comedian, so he makes jokes about it now. He's like, yeah, it should be a red flag if your girlfriend's favorite holiday is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Is an insight. Okay, so we'll do our best to ignore it then tomorrow. Much as possible.
The parade is down Fifth Avenue in New York, right. And there's one in Boston, right? A big parade in Boston.
Right.
Does LA do anything?
I'm not sure. I don't know. There's so many Hispanics. A Hispanic Irishman? I don't see too many of them around. What a combination.
I'm sure there's a couple.
Isn't that what Rich McFadden's son is?
Well, the first time he said on the air his child was a mixed spick. And so there was a lot of heat that came as a result of that. He used the term a few more times, then he never used it again. But his wife is Colombian, and he's Irish, so that's what you get. The whole business, one of the things that people... They're depending on your ethnic background, so worked up about is the mixing of the races and the ethnicities and how people want to make sure that the Israeli connection is pure. That's why a lot of people from our country go back to Israel, and European Jews come down to Israel because they want to keep it clean, and because a lot of Jews are marrying outside of the religion, as a lot of Muslims are marrying outside of their religion. There are a lot of people who just aren't looking at color, and they're not looking at color of skin. They're not looking at anything except, do I care about this person or not? And that's, I think, probably more positive than not. So does the fact that we have a St. Patrick's Day get in the way of that, or get in the face of those who, the whole business about in Boston, the Irish didn't want to let the gay people. There are plenty of gay Irishmen. So what, you're not going to let them march in the St. Patrick's Day parade because you're a homophobe?
Oh, was that the gay veterans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand that.
No, I mean, anybody else that got any brains.
I remember growing up, I grew up not too far outside of New York City, so all of our news on TV was New York City news, essentially. And I remember this has been like this debate about the St. Patrick's Day parade and gays being allowed to march in it. I remember when I was a little kid, that was like a thing that kind of came up every year. It's no longer an issue. But it seems weird that it's still an issue in Boston.
Well, Boston is a very racist community, and a bunch of big phonies live there. They come across as, when people think about Boston, they think about John Kerry and his long nose and his long chin and how he's part of the Puritanical Revolution, the old Bostonians. The guys that live in East Boston and South Boston, they don't know from nothing about Kerry and where he comes from. And by the way, he comes from the same place. He just doesn't want to admit it anymore.
He's not even Irish, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah.
That's like his...
The biggest thing he is a phony. Man, is he a phony. All right, so let's keep it positive. Let's keep moving along. There's a new way to pay your tab without giving your credit card to the person who's the collector. And I guess maybe...
You mean bartender.
Reference, yeah, I guess I'm talking about those people at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning in a bar. They walk out because they're drunk, they haven't paid.
Mm-hmm.
Your credit card and your driver's license may even be at the cash register. So you have had too much to drink, and you're now exposed. But apparently there's some new way of dealing with this for people who drink, and I guess it's just in time for St. Patrick's Day. What's the story behind the story here, Victoria?
Well, MasterCard has a new mobile payment service that they're rolling out in the U.S. and in the U.K., and it has an open tab feature. So when you go to a participating bar, and you, instead of handing the bartender your credit card and your ID, they zap your phone, and then your tab is open. And if you forget to close your tab, or if you're drunk and you stumble out of the bar, at the end of the night, your tab will automatically be closed. And it's good for the restaurants because, if you're handing a bad credit card or if the card gets declined, then the restaurant gets screwed for the money. But in this case, it's already pre-authorized. So it's good for that. But Kara and I were talking about this off the air. I don't know how good this is for bartenders and servers. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have that final moment where you get to say thank you and here's your check, that's usually when people tip. So this may not be great for bartenders, you know, and servers who might get gypped on their tips.
So I'm just, I never realized this was that kind of a problem, frankly, but it must be. Otherwise, MasterCard wouldn't be invested in this or so involved in doing it. It must be. I guess I just don't live in that circle. It isn't part of my lifestyle.
Right. I mean, they say in this story, they say the average time it takes to close out your bill at the end of the night is 12 to 15 minutes, which is actually a pretty considerable amount of time. So this makes things a lot easier in that sense for the customer to just, you know, when you're finished, you just walk out of the bar. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, this also, I think, only works for businesses that have a really high volume. So I don't know that we're going to see this everywhere. Because I think a lot of bartenders, I was a bartender for a summer, and we had we had a huge stack of credit cards that were left at the end of every night.
Were you good at it? As a bartender, were you good?
I guess I don't know. I've never evaluated myself as a bartender.
Well, if people come back, do you get good tips?
Yeah, I got great tips. Okay. Yeah.
So you must have been good at it.
Yeah.
One way or another.
I mean, but the credit card thing, at the end of the night, you just have a stack of cards that people leave behind. So, I mean, I can see the point of having a program like this.
So people who will give you a card at the beginning of the night to run a tab, then they get drunk and they leave and they don't take their card with them.
Right.
This is the salvation or the solution to that problem.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. There's a lot of problems that we can fix and a lot of problems we can't fix. A lot of things that you can control, a lot of things you can't control. I was sort of thinking about this when I was going to have an operation on my leg and my foot this winter, and I never did it because I didn't want to be out of commission other than being able to do the program for about 6 to 8 weeks, and I didn't want to do that.
And you couldn't fly either, right?
So I decided to do something different, and that's now my exercise program this winter has focused on my legs and my foot, in part, because I wanted to make them stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can control. And I can't control the amount of time it takes to fix it, but I can control what my reaction is to the problem, at least at this point in time. And I think that's something that people don't often think through. People just throw up their hands. If you lost your job and it wasn't something you control, you were laid off, what do you do under that circumstance? Do you take control of your own deal, or do you throw your hands and say, oh my God, the world's against me? It's kind of whatever problems. The reason I'm saying this is because I'm thinking about the master. I'm thinking about all the problems that we all have and how we decide to solve them or don't.
Mm.
And solving problems is really what life is all about. And thus, in a moment, we will spend some time as we look forward to spring. One of our, I suppose over the next 4 or 5 days, one of our items to focus on is spring cleaning, spring rejuvenation, if you will. So a little spring when it comes to how you look, spring thinking. Cheryl Kramer Kay will join us with some ideas that you ladies will love in just a moment here with the DJB Experience.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, springtime is around. Not a moment too soon for those people who got all the snow this week. You want to put a little spring into your beauty step, ladies, Victoria and Kara. We have a beauty expert named Cheryl Kramer Kay here with us to spend some time talking about what's easy and inexpensive. So you will love this, getting into the spring season with Glorioski. Cheryl, welcome to our program. The rejuvenation, it really is the theme for spring no matter what, right? Why not make your look spring-like as well as everything else? You're trying to clean out your house. How about you clean up you?
You're right. I mean, the first thing I want to talk about is actually cleaning out your pores. I mean, they need a spring cleaning as well. Your skin deserves that too. And the ultimate pore purging ingredient is charcoal. I'm not sure if you've heard about this, but it's showed up in a lot of beauty products, and that's because it's incredibly effective. And you will find it in Biore's self-heating one-minute mask. It's like a little mini facial for your skin. And you apply this mask, and you activate it with water, and it heats up. It feels incredible. But not only that, the heat is actually helping to soften the dirt and oil that's in your pores so that the charcoal can then just draw it out. Then when you rinse the mask, it gives your skin a really fun cooling sensation, and it also leaves the skin texture incredibly soft. And all of this happens in probably as long as I've been talking, 1 minute. And it's available for just $7.99 at drugstores and mass retailers, and you can go to Biore.com for more info about it.
All right. So this is your skin. A lot of people don't pay attention to the skin under your hair, which is important, right?
It's your
hair comes out of the skin, so we pay attention
that
to the skin.
True.
What about our hair?
Well, I'm going to talk about something a little bit more surface, although I do agree that taking care of your scalp is the most important step in any good hair care routine. But let's say you're already healthy and you're just feeling a little bit drab after the winter. Your hair, you know, hair tends to get a little bit dull looking over the winter. Right. Now, I'm a natural brunette. But I have gone lighter and blonder my whole life. And as I've gotten blonder, I realized that I need something to help brighten it up. And the John Frieda Sheer Blonde Brilliantly Brighter Collection totally brings my hair back to life. There is a shampoo and a conditioner that are infused with crushed pearls. Plus, there's an in-shower treatment that leaves your hair with just a natural-looking, multi-dimensional shine. Now, I like to think of this product and this whole collection as like a makeup highlighter that you would use to enhance your cheekbones. You're adding just an overlay of shimmer that catches the light, and in this case, it makes your hair look super healthy and shiny. And these products are just $9.99 each, exclusively at Ulta.
All right, ladies. What else do we need to be focused on? I don't want to suck all the oxygen out of the room here because this is more about you than it is about me. I'm already beautiful.
I'm sure you are a stunner. So the other thing, as it's getting warmer, we're revealing more skin and perhaps sometimes a little bit more hair in places that we don't want to have it. So that's when we turn to the Venus Silk Expert IPL powered by Braun, which is an at-home tool for permanent hair reduction. Actually, you could probably use this as well because it is all of a sudden now FDA approved for under the cheekbone, so you can reduce facial hair as well. But it uses the same technology as you find in top salons. You could also use it on your legs, your underarms, the bikini area.
I want to get rid of the hair in my ears.
You could absolutely use it for the hair in your ears. Now, the cool thing about this is it's very much adjustable. The device has a sensor that reads your skin tone with each pulse to deliver the right amount of light. So you never need to set it yourself and try to figure out what level to use. It does that automatically for
you. Where do we get one of those?
You can find these at Bed Bath & Beyond stores at Amazon.com. It's $399, which is not, the number doesn't sound inexpensive, but when you compare it to the cost of an in-salon treatment, you are saving a fortune.
Save a lot of money. Cheryl, thank you. Cheryl Kramer, K, beauty expert here with the DJV Experience.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Curry dredging up some more moldy oldies. This is the theme from The Godfather. Most people know that. So was it yesterday? It was the 45th anniversary of the outing of The Godfather. Is that right?
Yes. Not only one of the greatest movies ever made, but probably one of the most watched movies ever made.
Yeah. Also. It continues to be. So violent and horrible. My God. Ugh.
You know, I believe is it A&E? I think it's A&E or AMC has an exclusive contract. They're the only network allowed to run that movie really? For the next, like, 5 years. Huh. Yeah, it does very well when it goes on TV. People watch. I think it's AMC.
All right, Chuckers here. More original movies from Netflix. Cal Penn talking about his racist auditions. And will there be a reboot? Good, Doug. A reboot of The Matrix franchise. Chuckers got the answers to those questions coming right up here on Movie Moments.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. If you own a home, there's a good chance its value has gone up. In fact, year over year, housing values nationwide have risen by more than 6%, one of the largest increases this decade. Quicken Loans has smart ways to help you take advantage of your home's rising equity. You could take cash out to consolidate debt, or you could refinance to eliminate private mortgage insurance. No matter what's happening with the housing market, it's always a smart move to call us at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Experience the confidence that comes from working with a mortgage partner that has your best interest in mind. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
All right, 56 past the hour. So Warner Brothers has started work on a relaunch of The Matrix. How does it work if you don't have the original people in? I always wonder when these things come back. Certainly Fishburne and Keanu Reeves could be participants in it.
Sure.
Why wouldn't they bring them back?
Because I think they want to put it in the hands of a new director with a new vision and re-release it or reboot it and launch it for a new generation of movie fans. They'll attract the older generation who love the original Matrix. I don't know. It was a trilogy. I know people have mixed feelings about Part 2 and Part 3, but I know one thing. Keanu Reeves made well over $100 million with his profit participation in the two sequels. And some reports have it over $200 million. So
really?
He did really well off that. But I could see why the studio would want to reboot that franchise, because it has, I think, endless possibilities, because the concept was pretty thought-provoking. And the action scenes are way ahead of its time when it was released. Now, it's
all
gotta
I know
be
is
like
that
15 years ago.
It was that Uri Geller. That's all he had on his mind for like months afterwards because of all the references to spoon bending in the movie. Yeah, he loved it. He always used to.
And I know Uri bended spoons pretty well.
Yes. All right. So Jack Harris, the producer of The Blob, has died. Chuck, I'm sorry to be
really?
The bearer of bad news.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I love the original Blob in 56. I like the remake also in 88. Speaking of monster movies, Fox is going to reboot or remake David Cronenberg's 1986 horror movie The Fly, which in my opinion is one of the best performance Jeff Goldblum's ever given on film. I love that movie. Can't be done better, but they're going to do it.
Horrible. All right, Netflix has landed a new Hollywood studio executive to oversee their film work. What is going on? I mean, how many of these places can Amazon, Netflix, how do they keep producing movies?
Well, they're all getting involved in theatrical distribution. So not only do they want some of these properties to be, you know, released in that medium where you can watch them at home, they want to release them in theaters and make even more money. If a movie like, you know, that they produce or finance does well theatrically, it's going to do even better in their format when it hits the on-demand format, you know, 4 or 5 months down the road.
Right, so they're hedging.
Didn't Amazon produce Manchester by the Sea?
They did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they did. All right,
I got one other story. Dwayne Johnson is going to star in an action movie titled Skyscraper, which is being described as Die Hard in China. It's going to come out in 2018.
Of course it is. Because the Chinese are putting a lot of dough behind anything he's in, because it does very well over there, and that's what they're looking for. So a couple of more. What? How many? Is he getting $20 million a picture now?
I'd say yes.
God love him. 59 past the hour. It's Chuck Curry on DJV.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.